The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. All right, good morning to everybody. So, who can tell me why I'm wearing a red vestment? I didn't expect, come on, zero response? Nobody? Not a single person? There you go. Sorry, because what? Sorry, what's she saying? Get up and yell. Ascension and Pentecost. That's actually a very good effort, but it's wrong. Okay, I'm going to give you a little clue. At the beginning of the Mass, I'm sorry, but she's, by the way, is one of the best altar servers here, so I got to give her some time. The beginning of the Mass, I mentioned we're celebrating a feast day today. You know whose feast it is? She knows. Okay, this guy knows too. But you got to say it loud, because if I'm over here like 1,000 yards away and I hear, boop, 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 that doesn't really cut it. St. Paul, excellent guess. Okay, the short answer, why am I wearing a red vestment, is because I'm stupid. Okay, today we're celebrating the Feast of St. Damian. In the back of my brain, I was thinking subconsciously, he's a martyr. He's not a martyr, but in a certain sense, I think mystically we can say that he is. St. Damian of Molokai, also known as St. Damian the Leper, is one of my favorite saints. And I'm just going to tell you the story because it's a cool one. So in the late 1800s, so you know, what's that, about 150 years ago, roughly, Father Damien was a priest from, if I'm not mistaken, Belgium. He was European, okay? And he had heard about the leper colony in Molokai. Now, Molokai is in Hawaii. And the reason they stuck a leper colony there, first of all, Hawaii was not yet one of the American 50 states. They were kind of like Puerto Rico. They were a territory that we kind of interacted with, but they were not yet a state. But they chose to make the island of Molokai a leper colony because it had these really big cliffs. It was hard to get to, and I think the way the waves were, it's like if once you're on there, you're not getting off unless they come and get you. But nobody was just going to up and escape. And the idea was, because leprosy, you know, was such a contagious, horrible disease to get, in order to protect society, if you got it, they would stick you out onto this island and keep you away from everybody else. That was the logic behind it. But what happened is, all the people in the leper colony then, they're looking around like, we're condemned. We're, you know, we're stuck here like we're prisoners or something. Nobody cares about us. We've been cast off by the world. And they almost had the mentality like we've been condemned by God, okay? So, and they're just there living out the remainder of their lives, basically kind of rotting. I don't know if you guys know anything about leprosy, but it's like your body just starts like decomposing. It's kind of like the living dead, like zombies, you know, you kind of, your body starts doing the zombie thing. So Father Damien hears about this leper colony and he realizes that there's no priest to take care of them, so he says, "I will go." And he went out there and he killed himself, literally. He was out there, there was no school for the kids. He built, you know, with his own hands, digging and breaking rock and everything. Built a little school, there was no chapel, he built a chapel. People would die, there was no one to bury him, they would just, you know, like leave him out in the countryside. He built a cemetery and would bury the bodies and everything. But no matter what he did, the people didn't pay much attention to him. There was alcoholism, there was all kinds of immorality, because the people had just despaired. despaired of life and despaired of God. And poor Father Damien is there trying to preach Jesus to them, and they just didn't care. Until one day he was just to relax. He was kicking, you know, because he was exhausted. He was kicking back, and he heated up a bunch of like super hot water just to kind of bathe his feet and just kind of soak them, just to relax and hopefully it would. And he looked down at his feet and he saw that his feet were blistering because the water is so hot, and he didn't feel it. What does that mean? That means he had leprosy. So the very next day, he went out, and instead of preaching to the people saying, you know, my brothers and sisters or whatever, he says, my fellow lepers. And everyone knew he's got it. And everyone knew he's got it because he came to serve us. He dedicated his life to us, and he is willing to become one of us. And for the remainder of his years, he got leprosy, and you see pictures of him. He was a young guy, he was a handsome guy, and then there's pictures of him when what must have been his last year of life. He's horrible looking, he's all, looks like a monster practically, still out there serving people. And he gave his life, knowing, and it's not a nice death, it's not even like getting a bullet in the head and saying, okay, well, I'll be a martyr, I'll get shot in the head and it'll be over with, boom. You know, I don't know how many months or years he felt his body falling apart and decaying, but he did that. So in a certain sense, you can say he is a martyr, right? Because he truly gave his life for Christ, for the faith, out of love for these people. Well, what does that teach us? A couple of things. Number one, he was just imitating Jesus. Think about this. Jesus, first of all, is God, right? You agree with me? Anybody here think Jesus is not God? If you think he's not God, you're not Catholic. Okay, that's the whole point. Jesus was God, the Son of God. He's God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word of God, if you wish, chose to become one of us. Now imagine what a big step down it is to go from being almighty, perfect, eternal, you know, all-powerful, all-knowing, everything that is possibly good, God, to saying, I'm going to become a human being. Just, it would be much worse than one of you deciding, you know what, I want to become a skunk or a worm or something like that. It's a much bigger step down for God to become one of us, infinitely bigger step down for God to become one of us than for us to become like a beetle or whatever. And then, not only that, he became one of us and he let himself be crucified and tortured to death in the worst possible way. So St. Damien, in a certain sense, was just imitating Christ. But I think the second thing that's important for us is this. A lot of us, we go around, we wear resurrection sweatshirts and t-shirts and whatever, and people know that we're Catholic and everything, and that's good. I'm glad you do it. I think we need to announce to the world. But a lot of times people don't pay attention to us, and the thing is this. Until we have skin in the game, until we're willing to get our hands dirty and reach out to people, and sometimes kind of be like the people out there that need Christ, we're not going to be convincing. When people see that out of love, we are willing to do something that is costly, that is difficult for me, and the only reason I'm doing it is because I love you and I love God and I want, because I'm a Catholic and this is what my faith teaches, that's when we become convincing. Otherwise, it's just like, okay, you're Catholic. It's, you know, just like you could be, I don't know, some nationality. You could be Irish or you could be Mexican or whatever. It's like, okay, you're Catholic, who cares? You're Irish, who cares? That's nice. But when they see that Catholicism changes our who we are, and we're willing to go out and even to take on sufferings and difficulties out of love for others, that's when our faith becomes attractive. That's when we mean something. That's when we will convert the world. So let's pray to St. Damien today and ask him for the grace to be as generous as he was, and in big things or small things, be willing to step out and touch the lives of those people who are in need. Father and Son, and Holy Spirit.